You filthy pirates, hello. This is Tom Torero, podcast episode 183. This is your weekly day game pickup podcast, half an hour of filth, which you can download on iTunes. You can watch while you're chopping your vegetables, peeling your carrots. You can watch it on YouTube. And this one's called Day Game Diagnosis, Make It Solid. So it's the third in the Day Game Diagnosis series where I break down a dear listener's MP3 of him in field. He gets some feedback. And more importantly, you also get the feedback. You can compare what you do to him. And imagine you are on a boot camp. We're all together holding hands. It's brotherly love. You feel the warmth. And what's not to like about that? Before I jump in, just some updates. Me rambling for 2 minutes. I'm in Mother Russia. What a surprise. Finishing my February mission. I've got 2 more days to go. Sounds like I'm on a Mormon mission, doesn't it, of evangelizing on the streets. Well, today was the first time, actually, I've really been on the streets properly hustling, because it was around 0 degrees centigrade today. Hot for Russia in February. Previously, I've just been in shopping malls, and it's been driving me mad. A bit like Groundhog Day, you know, or Scooby-Doo, when they're running. You've got Zara, Topshop, H&M, Gap, Zara, Topshop, H&M, Gap, and the canned music and the weird air and the fluorescent lights. I don't have the spotlight effect. I just found it a bit boring. So bring on the spring. It was nice to be outside today, breathing in the cold air, having a bit more material to talk about. Anyway, that's my hustling. I hope your hustling is going well wherever you are. In a few days' time, I shall be somewhere very hot. I am going on a dive trip just for a few days to Bali. First time I've been diving in Bali. I'm going with some people who I met in Egypt when I learned to dive there a few years ago. So from cold to hot, thank fuck for that. The plug for today is still my new day game seminar, over 4 hours long. You can get it from my website. It's called Dirty Tricks, over 100 new outer game techniques, plus a tour de force from my former video seminars that are sadly no longer with us. So that's The Blueprint, Conversation King, Girlfriend Sequence, Badass Buddha, distilled, updated. That's Dirty Tricks. That's on my website. Okay, so this week's infield is from a guy called Matt from the mean streets of New York. Actually, he recorded this in Brooklyn in the summer of 2018. He's an American. He was talking to an American girl. So interesting if you're into American pickup. His name is Matt, and I met him with Craig when I did a boot camp during our world tour in the summer of 2017. So it was good to hear from Matt and to see how he's cracked the model. And he can run most of it on autopilot. So when you listen to this, this is certainly not a beginner. He's not getting lost. It's certainly not shabby. Spoiler alert, obviously, you know, he gets the number, but you can guess from the title, how can we make the interaction you're about to hear just a little bit more solid? So that's the theme for today. But listen for the fundamentals. If you're new to this, they're all there. Just like in the Beginner's Guide to Day Game, you can hear some pretty well-structured day game and how it works. Enough rambling from me. This is Matt. Here we go.
Excuse me. Hey, I have to say one thing. It's going to sound random. I love the way you look. You're so absorbed in that phone. You got to watch out. This is New York.
Nice. Nice start, although pretty rapid fire and a bit mumbled. Maybe that's the recording. And I speak like that after a jog because I'm fucking unfit, but good. It hit because it sounded genuine and you immediately put in that classic accuse. I love how absorbed you are on your phone. You got to be careful. I say, you know, you're playing Pokemon, you're swiping on Tinder. I saved you, you nearly fell into the road. This is good and you got the giggle. The voice pitch is nice and deep. So fair play. So far, so good.
You never know what can happen.
Thank you.
I love how absorbed you look. Are you from New York?
I'm not from New York.
That's maybe why. You're way too zen to be from New York.
Stop. Thanks.
Good. So another almost accusation. You're way too zen to be from here. He did ask a question. Are you from New York? I think he said. But he saved himself with that. You can't be from here. You're way too zen. I say you're way too relaxed. You're way too happy. You can say that to every single girl. Something suspicious here. You're not from New York because you're way too zen. Is that enough? Does she give him some information?
Thanks. No, I'm from Detroit, actually.
Oh. Bingo. So it did work. The topic for today, ladies and gentlemen, 3, 2, 1, Detroit. And if you remember the last two Day Game Diagnosis podcasts, this is the tricky bit. So rather than asking questions about Detroit, giving her a little bit of a spiel, prodding her, jabbing her, you know, making fun of her, breaking rapport rather than making rapport. Let's see what happens.
Oh. I'm used to the little hardcore scene.
You are? Uh-huh. Okay. Well, before you go, Detroitian.
Sounds like she's walking off and that's good. Wait. One more thing before you go, and that's when I put my hand out. I never got your name. What's your name, lovely? Tom, Detroitian, what's your name? But does she stick around? I guess she does, because the set is quite long. Can he recover it and carry on talking about Detroit?
I have to ask you one thing. Well, I am from North Carolina, actually. So, mm-hmm. Have you been to North Carolina, first of all?
Keep the spotlight on her. So this is all good, you're from North Carolina, but tell her later. We've still got to get her interested in this, and the easiest way to do that is to talk about her. Her favorite topic is herself and Detroit. Does he do it?
Okay, but you're from Detroit. Mm-hmm. That's not good. You know, my mother warned me about you Detroit girls.
Bingo. The Tom Terrero boot camp paid off. That's not good, he said. My mother warned me about girls from Detroit. So much better than asking shitty questions about Detroit. It's a stock standard response. Sounded a little bit robotic, but can't blame you because that's the one I give you. Does that work? Is that enough? Does she hook? Let's see.
So
you do this often?
Do what?
Just kind of like try to pick up chicks off the street a little bit.
Oh yeah, like tell them they're...
Okay, this is... I think good. A lot of guys would freak out and say, it's a shit test. Fuck, I've been found out. Day Game's meant to be this sneaky, secret thing. It's a very common shit test. Ironically, the better you are, the smoother you are, the more you do it. Girls have got that player emergency light in their head thinking, this guy's too smooth. So it's a classic shit test. Do you do this all the time? And you should have a response ready. It's a classic frame test. I've gone over it in seminars and free YouTube videos. So hopefully if you're listening to this podcast, you already have a response ready, because you're going to get that a few times every day game session. If you're doing a big day game session, let's see if he passes or fails.
Yeah, like, tell them they're 100 really beautiful. A day, yeah. Uh-huh. You're like 5,200, something like that. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yep, that's the agree and amplify answer I would give. Yep, he said you're number 5,327. Congratulations, you get a certificate. He's passed it, I think. Does she think so?
Something like that, yeah.
What's your name?
Matt.
Yes, that actually got the hook point. That shows you why shit tests are good, because girls are seeing if you're a man or a mouse. If he had wobbled and failed and apologized, then she'd have walked off. But she was impressed, she hooked. What's your name? This is the perfect time, again, if you haven't already, to put out your hand. The Maradona move, hold it rather than shake it. And then if you're brave, pull her in a little bit. Keep holding the hand as long as you can. Have a routine for your name. So I don't know if you already do, Matt, but you've heard my one a million times. Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, Tom and Jerry. I'm going to chase you around the house. Matt, you can think of a routine for Matt. Same as a routine for your job. Okay, because she's going to ask you in every single set and on every single date for the rest of your life. So have this ready. Now, some guys would say, well, the attraction phase is over. Just go into pure comfort and get the phone number. I would say no, because we've only been going a minute and you haven't really had a chance to shine. So I'd keep the spikes and the teases, maybe go back to the Detroit topic. Keep busting her balls a bit more, because she doesn't really know that much about your character. Let's see if he carries on with the traction, aka the vibing, or does he go straight into boring rapport?
Olivia,
good to meet you. Pretty chill. But
Olivia, when she gives you the name, it's a great chance to dwell on it. So Olivia, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? Olivia Newton-John. John Travolta, Grease. Do you remember those tight leather pants she had on? Olivia, she's got a lovely warm voice as well, like Olivia Newton-John. what was she called in the movie? Sandy, I think. Well, well, well. Anyway, whatever comes into your mind. Olive from Popeye. These are all things just off the top of my head. But it delays the set. I like it. It gives you more fodder. Talk about your name, talk about her name.
But I've had the courage to come say hey.
Hey, what's up? What you doing?
Well, my friend and me, we were just walking around. I kind of dished him a little bit.
I would say you failed that shit test, then yep. It kind of is a shit test. Not as big as, do you do this all the time? But when a girl says, where do you live? Or what's your job? Or what are you doing right now? So she's still a little bit suspicious. Have something ready. Agree and amplify. So you could say you're saving the world. You're an undercover spy looking for naughty girls called Olivia who are doing too much shopping. You're the phone police. You're the fun police. Whatever. Have something ready. Don't you give a generic answer.
I'll get back to you in a minute, but what about
you?
Is
she walking ahead of you right now?
Yeah, so she's suspicious now. Hang on a minute, you're with another guy. Well, where is this other guy?
Right now?
Yeah, he just walked off. I was like, hey, hold on 1 second. He's like, okay, sure. What are you up to right now?
I'm going to McCarran Park for a friend's birthday party.
I actually have not been.
Okay, good. You threw the spotlight back on her. What's she doing? Qualify her. And we've got another topic. We had Detroit, which we've not really spoken about. Now we've got, she's going to a park for a birthday party. So bust her balls a little bit, you know, about public drinking, public nudity, what goes on in New York parks in the summertime with the hoses. Get it, keep it on her. But come on, Matt, you need to show a little bit more of your personality.
I actually have not been living here that long. What is this place you speak of?
It's a park. Up there.
It's a park. The one where the baseball is and all
probably,
that.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Bit factual, a bit man to man. What is the size of the park? What are the opening hours of the park? I'm joking, but you get the idea. Never go so logical with a girl. Keep it light, keep it fluffy, keep it up in the air. It's like you're passing this beach ball back and forth. And the minute it goes heavy, it just pops and drops. So keep it light. Let's carry on with the banter.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I have not been here that long.
I'm just here for the summer for an internship, so.
Internship for what?
An ad agency. It's in like Manhattan.
An ad agency, okay. Mm-hmm. So you do all that ads.
Okay, good. Kind of topic number 3. So you don't really need any more topics now. You've got Detroit, park and birthday, and this is a good teasing topic for busting balls, for vibing. She works in an ad agency. And straight away, I think of that recent Netflix documentary called Fyre Festival about these new, really rich New York socialites being conned by a wanky, swanky, hipster New York ad agency over Instagram. Classic story. But get into that. That's what storytelling is, and should have heard of it, and you can vibe back and forth. Although the documentary, I think, has only just come out, and this was recorded last summer. But anyway, let's see if he busts her balls.
So you do all that ad stuff. I've got a marketing teacher who's, like, kind of into that. It's like he shaves half his head.
Uh-huh.
He's hipster. That's what I see ad people usually like.
Bingo. There you go. It worked. You teased her, you accused her about being a hipster, someone you know shaving half their head, the 80s fashion, the big glasses, the hipster Olympics, trying to out-hipster each other, all that good stuff. You were accusing her about the ad agency, and she laughed rather than yawning. Does it carry on?
Usually like.
Yep, that's at least the creative side. There's more to advertising than just the creative side, though. It's like the count people who look really stern and have ties. That's not us.
Are you more of like, you're more in the middle, right? You're not too like.
No, I mean, I'm on the creative side, but.
This is good. He's getting her to talk, and we're over 2 minutes into it now. So he's doing the right thing. He's shifting gears, flipping the script, dialing down the comedy and thinking, right, the more she talks, this is the hustle, the more she talks, the more she invests. And the more she invests, the more she feels like, wow, I had a very good connection with that stranger. So you just shut up and you nod. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. Fair enough. You could throw in, perhaps he does in a minute, some open questions. You know, why did you choose New York? Why did you choose the ad agency? Getting her to do the work with a bit of qualifying.
But I don't look like the...
You don't flaunt it, yeah.
Exactly, you're shaving my head. Yeah.
What do you think I am? You can guess anything. You can say pirate. You can say astronaut.
Good, I like the way you're doing a bit of grounding, but also not being boring. So the pirate and the astronaut, and you're qualifying her. Come on, who do you think I am?
Are you a writer?
No. I'm in sales.
That's good. She said, are you a writer? So obviously you've got an archetype, you've got a look, perhaps a bohemian look, a Johnny Depp look. Everybody listening to this podcast should have a look, especially North Americans. Don't wear the golf shirt tucked into some baggy beige chinos and look like the everyman. Have a look. Be a biker. Dress like it even if you're not. Or be dapper. You know, have a suit jacket. Something about you, look like a surfer. Have an archetype, because just like men, we fall in lust with certain archetypes. Like some guys have it for cheerleaders, or you might have it for secretaries. And even if she's not a cheerleader, the fact that a girl comes up to you and says she's from Sweden and is a cheerleader, or she's got the cheerleader socks on, that turns you on, because you might have been dreaming about that all your life. So I know I'm digressing, but there's something about Matt where she goes, my kind of guy, he looks like a writer. So she's had a fantasy all her life about meeting a Bukowski kind of figure. Whatever. Have an archetype. Let's carry on.
No. I'm in sales.
Damn it.
Yeah, hence the reason I'm so shy, you know.
Not shy at all. Nice to meet you, Matt.
Good to meet you. All right, well, you're probably on a...
Slightly awkward pause there. I think it was time for some either more open questions to her, which is, what do you do for fun? What's the thing you love most of all about New York City, or going back to Detroit, or going back to the park and the birthday, or a little bit of grounding? You say, well, also, you know, I've not been here for long because I'm from, I can't remember, was it North Carolina? A little bit more about you. When you said sales, that was a little bit dry. So say to her you have a PhD in bullshit, the art of persuasion. You can sell someone anything. You're like the Wolf of Wall Street. Have a stock line, because just like the, do you do this all the time? When a girl says, what's your job? Or you tell her what your job is, it needs to be a stock response, because she's going to ask you that on every date. And many girls will ask you that on the street. So we had an awkward pause. We had a bit of a wobble. Sometimes a girl will just leave and then you have to do the one more thing before you go. And it's only, what, coming up to 3 minutes. So we need more. We need more rapport. We need more investment. We certainly need more grounding. If you don't know what grounding is, it's weaving in three things about you. And here in Russia, I'm saying, yeah, I'm from London. Tell me what you know about London. I say to the girl, don't say just tea and Harry Potter and Big Ben. Come on, think, girl, think. Naughty student. I used to teach kids. That's right. Little people. No, not hobbits. Primary school children. And now I'm in Russia filming a documentary. And my dog is really sad. I spoke to my dog yesterday on FaceTime. And I went... And he came to the phone and I could see him almost crying. Yeah, I've got a dog. Do you prefer dogs or cats, by the way? Do you see what I'm doing here? It's still not heavy, but it's a little bit of information about me. So she thinks I'm real. I say thinks. Let's carry on. How does he solve this awkward pause?
You're probably on a mission, right?
I am on a mission, which is why I'm very involved in my phone.
Okay. All right. Well, before you head out, since you have your phone out, maybe you and I, Olivia, could perhaps... So I can send you text.
Little bit of a wobbly close. I think you're closing too early, but at least you're going for it. You didn't sound sure. So I say the two times when a guy really wobbles in day game is the open and the close. I don't mean the fuck, I mean on the street. So have your open ready, which you do, and have your close ready. Listen, Olivia, this has been emotional. This has been one of the best moments of my life. And I know you're going to this park. You're busy, I'm busy, I like a busy girl, but... Are you more of a wine girl or a beer girl? Don't say cocktails, hipster girl. Okay, listen. Put your number in my phone and maybe in a couple of days' time I'll send you a message. Maybe. Because you're cute, but slightly odd. But don't worry, I like you. I'll send you a message. Okay, so you... That's all a stock answer. That's all ready. And your voice can never wobble. Hopefully you're handing her your phone as you say that.
Maybe we can get a drink sometime, maybe.
Sure. Have you made friends yet?
I've made a few, yeah.
Shit test. I quite like her shit test. She said, have you made any friends yet? So what's a better response? You should say, no, I'm all alone in my room looking for a wife in Thailand on the internet. You know, I have no friends. My mother never touched me as a child. You're the first human I've met. I need a hug. Come here. Okay, I'm going over the topic, but I'm showing you what agree and amplify is to a shit test. You're doing that. Man asks you a question, you give man response. But this is not a man. This is a cute girl. Cute girl asks you a question, you respond like to a child or to a puppy dog. It's just a bit of fun. Anyway, she's giving the number. It's closing, so we can't fault Matt too much.
I made one today. There was a guy who was from Phoenix, Arizona. Mm-hmm. I was getting on the F train, and he needed help.
So you helped him, and you're not even from here?
I guess I seem like I'm too friendly. Like, I obviously don't exude the New Yorker sternness here.
No, not at all.
So he just came up and asked me.
This bit's a good thing and a bad thing. You're kind of admitting you're Mr. Nice Guy, which I wouldn't do. But you're showing some warmth. You could say this is a bit of grounding. And she sounds like she's glowing and she's enjoying it. We weren't there, so you made the call. Okay, let's carry on.
Yeah, I'm a little lost, so.
Hey, Max.
All right, Olivia, I will let you go, but Olivia, it's spelled just like that, right?
You're missing one eye.
Okay.
Believe it or not, a lot of people do that.
I actually know one girl who's Polish, and she spells her V with a W. Apparently that's Polish. So I've seen all kinds of names, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Olivia, I will send you a message. I'll let you get back.
Thanks,
nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, the like, throw your whole platform thing, yeah.
Damn, girl. You can tell it's New York. I miss New York Day Game. But there you go. We finished it there. You mentioned that Polish girl at the end. I wouldn't have done that. It's just a little quibble. Keep it about her. And I qualify them usually at the end. So as you're tapping in the name and the number, and then I look up and I say, do you even remember my name? A lot of girls don't. And then you can make fun of her. You know, I can't believe this. We're getting divorced. We haven't even had our honeymoon yet. This is terrible. You don't even remember my name. Okay, do you remember where I'm from? And sometimes in Russia, they haven't understood because of the language. So again, he's like, oh my God, you were a bad student at school. London, you know, think of the Queen. Anyway, Olivia, so just a little bit of waffle at the end, rather than taking the number and running. Some day gamers, like I say in the new seminar, you can provisionally set up something, so find out when she's free and what she drinks. That might make it a bit more solid. For some people listening, if you're a beginner and you're thinking, well, that was probably a flaky number for you, then what could you do? You could make it longer. You could go on an instant date or a delayed instant date because she said she was going to the park. Another trick, I'm giving away a lot of tricks here, from the Dirty Trick seminar is sometimes if I sense it's a little bit wobbly, and this was quite quick, you've got the WhatsApp, but I also add her on my Instagram. And no, I don't mean the Tom Torero Instagram. I mean an account set up just for day game. It might only have 10 pictures on it. Look at my photo routine video on YouTube. Carefully crafted and selected photos. It doesn't matter if you've got 10 followers, that you're not really following anybody. That's not really what a girl cares about for this. She's just going to look at your pictures to give her some more information about you, just to check you're not a serial killer, that you're not a nut job. So for Matt, he could have done he did the WhatsApp close, could have done the Instagram as well, and then she could have seen pictures of him surfing, patting a dog with his family, sitting next to a few hot girls, skiing, studying, whatever. It just pads it out a bit more. I wouldn't just rely on Instagram, because then you're just one of millions of her fan club, and I don't like going down that route. WhatsApp is still king, but fair play to Matt. All the basics are there, and I'm critiquing it. I might sound a bit harsh, but if 95% of the guys listening to this podcast could do that level of day game, then that is fine. You can almost take the training wheels off, freestyle a bit more. I would say we slightly lost our way around the vibing. So same with the other two Day Game Diagnosis podcasts. Telling a bit more of a story about Detroit or the park and the birthday party or her ad agency. It's just that ability to talk shit. The art and craft of Day Game is the ability to keep calm, look into her eyes with that smirk and keep talking shit. Because remember, it's not even what you're saying, it's the underlying vibe. And that sounds very hippie-ish. But you could stand there and talk utter bullshit like I do in Russia. She understands about a tenth of it. But she senses that I'm calm, I'm still, It's man to woman because of the eyes and the hand and the proximity and the smirk. And it relaxes her because she thinks, thank fuck, I don't need to do the work. This guy's in control. And in their mind, they think, well, if I go on a date with this guy, he's going to be in control. There's not going to be the awkward silences. There's not going to be the chody interview questions of doom. He's in control. He's done this before. She's also thinking that, which is a good thing. If you go to my blog and look at the Harem Hustle posts, because it's pre-selection. Without her seeing you in a club with 20 women, she senses this guy's smooth. And she tested you on it. Do you do this all the time? And you passed it. Anyway, enough of the analysing. Back to Tom. All right, before we say goodbye for another week, sadly, a few things to clear up guys have been asking me about. One guy said, Tom, you don't follow your own model. Or actually he said, you don't follow your own fucking model. As in the basic structure. Well, if you watch Stealth Seduction or some of my infields, you'll see that I freestyle a lot. I flip things around. There are ways where you can ask questions, but pull it off. They can be qualifying questions. You can do things in different orders. That's 3D day game. And once you've got the hang of the model, sure, you can freestyle. The main thing is, does she hook? Does she give you the number? Does she come out? Do you date her? Do you fuck her? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The advice I was giving in the last couple of diagnosis podcasts and this one as well is for beginners, intermediates, after upper intermediate, do what the hell you want. You don't need to open directly. You can ask as many questions as you want. You can do keynote. You can whatever. You know what works for you. This is for the guy who is stuck opening and then he runs out of things to say and then he crashes and perhaps he doesn't go for the number. That's the first nag. The second nag, guys were saying, well, what can we do about the vibing part of it, the storytelling part of it that you say guys find so difficult? I've put it in this week's links. So there's a guide to vibing with my basic stories. There's the day game improv I did, which is encouraging you to be a bit more present and say what you see and go with that. And in the future, I promise I shall do just one dedicated podcast or perhaps a video, perhaps even a talk on storytelling. Because guys are finding this very hard on the street. That's the feedback I'm getting. And they find it very hard on a date. It's the same thing, the ability to tell stories. I perhaps had a little advantage in that I was a primary school teacher. So the ability to tell an interesting story and to keep kids captivated is, what do you know, the same skill needed for day game. And perhaps you make podcasts as well. That's a very good thing for learning to freestyle on a topic, as I do every week. I've been doing that for 183 episodes. So obviously that will improve your storytelling, freestyling ability. Just doing day game, 1,000 sets, perhaps now 10,000 sets. That's the best way to learn how to freestyle on a topic. Use the random word generators, nouns, countries, jobs, whatever, to sit by your laptop, come up with quirky, riffy stories. You could do Toastmasters, so standing up, although that's a bit serious topics like debating, but at least it's freestyling and it's verbal dexterity. Or get into sales, get into marketing, learn the art of bullshit and get paid for it. But we shall do a whole thing on just that, how to weave in DHVs and humble brags and open loops and cliffhangers, the whole hero's journey map of a story. That might be familiar to you if you make films or you do podcasts or comics or books. But if you haven't got much experience, you need to think about that. Because once again, as I said in the last day game diagnosis, this is when your colours shine. This is when your personality shines through. The opener's not enough. The stack is not enough. Your fashion is not enough. Even your pretty face is not enough. She has to see you have a personality, and that's only conveyed in storytelling. Okay, just to finish, let's say, which he did, he got the number, and perhaps it flaked. We don't know. But many of you will be in that situation where you got a number. It was quite a short interaction. It wasn't bad. It wasn't that solid, and it flakes. And then I'll get a long email or even a guy wanting to do a Skype. Why did it flake? How do I get her, this girl, this particular girl? And so, also in the links for this week, I've put the video on Dutch flaking, my guide to why do girls flake. But just to summarise, you could say perhaps the day game set wasn't strong enough, the interaction was too short, you just weren't her type. Shock, horror, you can't get every girl. Perhaps she has a serious boyfriend, she's just fallen in love with him, So no cheating for now. Perhaps she is all lovered out. She has too many lovers and there are no gaps to fill, quite literally. Perhaps she goes to the park for this picnic and she gets eaten by a bear and she dies. So she never texts you back. Perhaps she moved to Alaska. Whatever, next, you move on. What's the saying? You don't chase them, you replace them. And here endeth today's lesson. Thanks be to the day game gods. Until next week, I'll try and do one from Bali, but I suspect sunshine and diving will be distracting me. But I shall try and do another day game diagnosis because I promised it. And Tom Torero always delivers. Until next week, goodbye.